From the studios of WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, this is Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. It was just a week ago that Governor Pat McCrory testified in front of the House Subcommittee on Energy and Mineral Resources about oil and gas exploration off the North Carolina coast. His message to Washington, the 50-mile buffer zone that the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management has proposed for the Mid-Atlantic region, means up to 40% of potential oil and gas resources off the North Carolina shoreline could be overlooked. Shrink the buffer zone, says McCrory, bring seismic testing and offshore drilling closer to the coast, and accelerate the lease sale process. The other person from North Carolina who testified at that subcommittee hearing was Emily Swearingen, a member of the Curie Beach Town Council. Her message came in direct opposition to the governor's. The economies of beach towns like Curie and Carolina Beaches run on tourism, commercial fishing, and small businesses related to those sectors. Please don't threaten that, says Swearingen, by bringing seismic testing or offshore drilling to our coast. A month earlier, a group of 75 scientists sent a letter to President Obama urging his administration to reject an analysis by the Department of the Interior that concluded seismic testing would have a negligible impact on marine species and populations. The letter asserts that premise, that seismic testing would not seriously harm marine life, is not supported by the best available science. The scientists who put their signature on that letter come from all over the world. Those from the U.S. include experts at Stanford, Cornell, and Duke Universities, the New England Aquarium, and the University of North Carolina at Wilmington. One of those scientists is joining us by phone today. Dr. Douglas Novacek is a professor of marine science and conservation at the Nicholas School of the Environment and the Edmund T. Pratt School of Engineering at Duke University. Doug Novacek, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
We also have two scientists joining us in studio today. Dr. Larry Cahoon is a professor of biology and marine biology at UNCW. Larry Cahoon, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rachel.
And Dr. Suzanne Dorsey is the executive director of the Baldhead Island Conservancy, an environmental advocacy organization focused on conservation and education. She's also a member of the Coastal Resources Commission, appointed by Governor McCrory in 2013. Suzanne Dorsey, welcome to Coastline.
Thanks for having me, Rachel.
If you have a question or a comment about seismic testing off the coast of North Carolina, send us an email to coastline@whqr.org. You can also give us a call at 910-343-1138. Doug Novacek from Duke University, you not only signed that letter of concern to President Obama about seismic testing, you helped write that letter. Why?
That's a very good question, Rachel. That letter was motivated, actually we trace the roots of it back, was in some of it was in comment to some of what's been proposed for the Arctic. And then it became highly relevant when the new development was proposed for the Atlantic coast. And my main reasons for helping to write it and for joining it were to, I would say, reset the conversation a little bit and to bring to the table the information that we do have about seismic surveys and their impacts and, in some cases, lack of impacts. And I think it's important to talk about both of those things, but they were not, in my mind, addressed fully in terms of putting all the information on the table, figuring out where there are places along the coast that we really need to pay attention to that could be highly impacted, and putting that together with the oil and the energy needs that we have as a country. So I thought it was important to say, look, maybe this is moving a little too quickly. We need to get a more full conversation going about the topic.
And Doug Novacek, we'll get deeply into this, of course, as the show goes on. But what are your concerns that you feel are being overlooked right now?
Well, I think we have several published studies from around the world that show us that there is impact on some species. There are other species that have been tested where we don't have so much impact, and that goes for both mammals and fish. We also have things like expanding critical habitat for North Atlantic right whales that is proposed now to include part of the coast of North Carolina. We also have proposals for increasing are changing and adding to critical habitat for some species of sea turtles that would also include the North Carolina coastline. And those things are really not consistent with the Coastal Zone Management Act, and they're not consistent with the Endangered Species Act. And so I think that those things need to be, again, like I said, the conversation moved pretty quickly, and I think some of those things were not brought to the table.
Suzanne Dorsey, in your comments on BOEM's draft proposal, the DPP, the Baldhead Island Conservancy, took a very strong position in opposition to any oil and gas drilling based on what you called known environmental impacts, potential chronic impacts, and the lack of a known economic benefit. Those are all interesting components. But from the perspective of the Conservancy, Baldhead Island, what are the environmental impacts? Because this is something that we've heard from other people who say they would be negligible, or we don't know, or the science is just anecdotal.
Right. So the Baldhead Island Conservancy has over 30 years of experience protecting our sea turtles. Very often we have the highest survivorship of sea turtles in the state of North Carolina. This is nesting sea turtles that we're talking about. Seismic testing and further oil and gas development will have an impact on these animals. We know that they will. Our role as the environmental conscience of Baldhead Island and our specific role of providing tools and resources to help the community live in harmony with nature, this was a clear violation of what our role was on Baldhead Island. So with the support of our community, we put forward our opinions from the view, the environmental view. This is not compatible with living in harmony with nature.
What do you think it would do to some of the turtle populations that you see nesting on the island?
Our big concern with oil and gas harvesting is small to medium-sized spills that we know occur every year in the industry. And these small spills would collect in the same way that our sargassum weed collects. That's the area where our hatchlings, our baby sea turtles, who have the highest mortality rate of any stage of sea turtles, that's where they aggregate, they feed, and they hide from their predators. So when you impact our sargassum weed areas, you're impacting survivorship of sea turtles.
Larry Cahoon, there was a leasing program off North Carolina's coast in the 1980s. What happened to that program? And this actually coincides with an email from a listener. AJ writes, the last time the Atlantic Ocean experienced seismic testing was the early 70s. What was discovered? What was the extent of the harm done to marine mammals?
Yeah, the last round of seismic was in the late 1970s, and it led to two rounds of leasing for exploratory drilling. One of them in 1981, when most of the blocks that were leased were leased at that time, and the other a couple of more blocks leased in 1983. Those leases have use-it-or-lose-it provisions. So if you don't come forward in a reasonable amount of time, 7 or 8 years, with a proposal to conduct actual exploratory drilling, the lease goes away and the money you paid for it is kept by the federal government. So the experience we had was that in 1988, Mobil Oil proposed to drill for oil or gas off Manteo, off Nag's Head, what they call the Manteo Prospect. If you remember the timing at all, for those of us who've been around a while, in 1989, the Exxon Valdez oil spill accident in Alaska put the kibosh on a great deal of offshore energy development activities. Matter of fact, there were congressional and presidential moratoria imposed after that, partly in response to that spill. And so without going into all the rigmarole of what happened, the proposal went away.
Doug Novacek, seismic surveying or seismic testing is the precursor to oil and gas drilling. Can you just give us a sense, because you've been an observer, you've been on boats, correct, that have conducted seismic testing?
Yes.
How is this done? What are we talking about for those folks who aren't familiar with it?
Yeah, very good question. And it's a very standard technique. But what is done is there's fairly large vessels, hundreds of feet long, and they will string out tens, sometimes as few as maybe five air guns, but sometimes as many as 30 or 40 in an array. And those guns are, they run on compressed air. And so there's a huge, there are huge air compressors on the ship, and they send down very compressed air into these guns, which then are electronically timed, and they release that compressed air into the water at the known time. And they cause essentially controlled explosions at that site where the compressed air is released and then collapses on itself and expands in sort of, like I said, a minor controlled explosion. And they're controlled in such a way that all those guns go off together and they produce a pulse of sound that is, by and large, directed downwards, although there is energy that goes off to the sides and there's energy at higher frequencies than the industry uses, which is one of the incidental impacts of that technology. But the impulse then goes down through the water column and into the bottom, and quite far into the bottom, thousands of meters into the bottom, and bounces around and bounces differently off hard rock versus oil versus gas. And then all that sound sort of bounces around and comes back out again, back up through the water, and then it's received on what are called streamers. And the streamers are also towed from the same vessel, and they're spread out quite a ways. And all of that acoustic data, the sound data, are then received by those streamers, and the data are then kept on board of the ship and then processed later to look for those areas of hard, soft, oil, gas, rock, and so forth.
Okay, Doug Novacek, yes. Sorry to interrupt. You can hear the music underneath. We're about to go to break, so we'll let you finish this explanation when we come back. You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM. We're talking with a panel of scientists about seismic testing. If you have a question, give us a call, 910-343-1138, or send an email to coastline@whqr.org. This is Coastline.